Fourth One. Boogie in the morning.
It's going to be summer today. That's it. It's one day and then tomorrow it's going to rain.
Yep.
So tell us the things that only happen in a Scottish summer. And I have to say you've excelled yourself with some of the funny replies this morning. For example, Diane says, only in a Scottish summer do you have to check the use-by date on your suntan lotion.
Yeah, it's so true.
That is true. It's absolutely true.
And it costs a fortune as well.
And it's gone a bit crusty and yellow at the top, and you're not sure whether you can still use it, but you have to check it, because if you bought it, you're going to blooming
use it.
Give
it a good shake. Give the bottle a good shake. Are we fine?
And a wee wipe round the top.
That is so true.
So true. Lauren says, you know it's a Scottish summer when you get sunburn and trench foot at the same time at tea in the park.
That is very
correct.
True. Davey the taxi driver says, only in a Scottish summer, my right arm gets a cracking tan. Just his right arm, because he's a taxi driver.
Love
see?
It. Yeah,
it's the only
yeah.
part of him that's exposed,
good
thankfully.
Work. Ruth says, you know it's Scottish summer when it takes about 4 hours to dig the paddling pool out from the very back of the shed.
Yeah, it's always right at the back of the shed, underneath the lawnmowers and stuff.
I think that's where my cool bags are. I buy a cool bag every year when the sun's out.
That's brilliant. And finally, for now, Pamela says, people start saying taps off, and it really annoys Pamela. It really annoys Pamela. She doesn't like that. She's from Morningside. She said, where I'm from, taps off means can you turn one's garden hose off? Yeah. Excuse me. Could you turn one's tap off? Thank you. I don't want to waste the water, you see.